You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
Over the past few years, the Fed has not been a particularly popular institution, both because it was blamed in part for creating conditions that fostered the financial crisis.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at issues behind the news. This week, the Federal Reserve Bank.
The Federal Reserve has been subject to a new scrutiny over the last few years as lawmakers and experts look to the central bank for answers about the dismal economy. Guided by Chairman Ben Bernanke, the Fed, a collection of 12 federal banks, is tasked with providing the nation with a safe, stable monetary system. That's often easier said than done, notes Economic Studies co-director Karen Dinan as she takes a closer look.
Karen, part of what the Federal Reserve does is it watches economic trends. Now, having said that, did it see the economic crisis that we're now climbing out of on the horizon?
The Fed is watching what's going on in the economy all the time, has an extensive staff that watches economic trends and tries to forecast the economy. But forecasting is a difficult business. And the Fed staff, like all forecasters, they aren't perfect, and they don't always see where the economy is going. A particularly vivid example is in the middle part of the last decade, when there was a credit boom and a house price bubble that led to the financial crisis and then the deepest recession in many years. There are probably several oversights on the part of the Fed and other regulators in the period leading up to the financial crisis. There were indications that house prices were rising very rapidly, but people thought that those increases might be justified. And from the Fed's point of view, they weren't sure there was a bubble, and they also don't have particularly good tools for dealing with bubbles.
What has the Federal Reserve done to help us get out of this recession?
First of all, there were a variety of parts of financial markets that essentially seized up or threatened to seize up during the financial crisis, and the Fed opened various programs that provided, in most cases, provided liquidity to these or some sort of guarantee to these portions of the financial markets. The other thing the Fed's done that's been very important is that the Fed aggressively cut interest rates during the financial crisis. And because of those cuts in interest rates, the recession has been was much less severe than it otherwise would have been. And even after it essentially took its policy rate all the way down to zero, so it essentially maxed out on its traditional tool for conducting monetary policy, the Fed developed new tools. So, for example, the Fed has been engaging in something called quantitative easing, which is aimed at bringing down long-term interest rates.
Let's go back for a minute to the Fed's prescribed duties. One of the key things it does, you say, is it sets monetary policy. Explain that, please.
By law, the Fed is supposed to conduct monetary policy so as to preserve price stability. That means to keep inflation under control and to attain maximum employment. Monetary policy is set by the Federal Open Market Committee, which consists of the Fed's seven governors, along with the presidents of the various Federal Reserve banks. And these people, they meet about every 8 weeks. They assess what's going on with the economy, and they make decisions about whether the economy needs policy that will increase growth or whether the economy is overheating and needs policy that restrains growth.
The Federal Reserve functions largely unfettered, but there is talk about more congressional oversight. What's your feeling about that?
That would not be a good idea. It is very important to conducting monetary policy that the Fed is able to make its decision without decisions without political interference. The reason being that political considerations could lead the Fed to favor employment growth, a boom in the economy, over controlling inflation. And that, in the long run, would lead to high inflation, which would be then very hard to undo.
How does the Federal Reserve impact on everyday Americans?
Ultimately, the Fed is trying to influence the conditions that face Americans. So right now, for example, the rate of unemployment is extremely high. The Fed has cut interest rates, and they're continuing with programs like their quantitative easing program, which is also supposed to reduce interest rates, so as to spur spending. It makes borrowing cheaper, and it induces households and firms to spend, and eases financial conditions in other ways. But the idea is that that spending will then lead businesses to think that growth is going to be stronger in the future, and it will lead them to hire more, which will create jobs for people who don't have jobs. So even though we hear so much about the Fed and how it affects financial markets, we need to remember that that's just the channel through which the Fed is trying to change the economy, but the ultimate goal is to make life better for Americans.
Stay up to date with the latest research, learn about Brookings events, and search our directory of experts, all from your mobile device. To download Brookings for your BlackBerry, Android, or iPhone, go to brookings.edu/mobile.